Visiting on Joseph Lundari, Lundari. This patient comes in today on his way to the emergency room, period. When we spoke to him yesterday, he was given an appointment to see me on January 28th, but told if things got worse to go to the emergency room, period. What has gotten worse, in fact, is his peripheral edema, period. He is not short of breath or coughing. He is not having chest pain or palpitations, period. But the edema in the legs is now spread to upper thigh, period. He's been using furosemide, 20 milligrams, half a pill, most days in the last few days, period. However, he's actually had no diuretic effect at all on this medication, period. It's not clear on 20 milligrams how much benefit it had as well, period. He has had, and one other time a few years ago, peripheral edema related to long hours at work, but never as bad as this, period. Notably, his echocardiogram data 120/113 shows evidence of cardiomyopathy with a reduced ejection fraction of 20 to 25%, period. On exam today, his vital signs are as noted. His weight is up 12 pounds from the 8th of the month, period. His lungs were clear, heart sounds were regular. At 45 degrees, I did not appreciate JVD, period. He has some pitting edema to a level of the knee, a slightly above period assessment. Cardiomyopathy with right heart failure, period, plan. I explained to the patient what he has and how serious it is that he needs to see a cardiologist, period. After discussion, he is agreeable. I'm going to increase his furosemide to 40 milligrams, 1 BID, number 60 prescribed, period. He's also advised to take the next several days off work and keep his feet elevated throughout the day to avoid sodium and alcohol, period. If he finds the diuretic effect too strong in the next couple of days, he can cut the Lasix down to once a day. I'm still going to see him back on the 28th for a reevaluation, period. End.